Sonic1029.com podcast.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. Word is that Paris Hilton tried to hide the cocaine she was recently busted with in her, crotch. But Paris, you're supposed to hide your drugs where no one ever looks. Now silence, silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
It's the Sonic Podcast.
Hi, I was just wondering if I could talk to Garner and get some tattoo advice.
Yeah, sure. This is Garner. What's your name?
I'm Michael.
Michael, how old are you?
Me, I'm 19.
You're too young. Next call.
That's it.
No. Well, do you have any yet?
No, this would be my first.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Me? Well, this sounds a little extreme, but I do have some reasoning behind it.
Okay, everybody does.
Okay, I was thinking about getting an anarchy symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No, and look, I grew up during the height of punk rock music. Yeah. And the anarchy symbol was everywhere. We wore it on our T-shirts. We got sent home from school for wearing Sex Pistols T-shirts to school. We flew the anarchy flag, and we thought it was pretty, pretty cool, but I would be horrified if I had that on my forearm right now.
Oh, okay.
And listen, I don't want to sound uptight.
No worries.
But as you mature, you're going to realize that you want certain doors to open for you in life. Like, look, there's a door over there that I never thought that I would enter, but all of a sudden, I want to go through that door. And unfortunately, there's a great big bouncer in front of that door wearing a black leather jacket and a turtleneck and a headset, Mike. And he's going to see your anarchy symbol on your forearm, and he's going to go, ooh, this is for real estate agents. This is for people that have chosen a career path in banking and in business. And this door is for future kindergarten teachers. I'm sorry, you can't come in here with that anarchy symbol on your neck.
Okay, can I just say one thing, though?
Sure.
I was thinking about getting it on my ribs, so it would be very easily hidden because...
On your rib?
On my ribs.
Your ribs.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you feel the overwhelming urge to go out there and get yourself the anarchy symbol, get it somewhere where you can cover it up.
Yeah.
And, but still... You're going to be 36 years old one day, and you're going to take your, you're going to be, it's going to be your weekend with the kids because your marriage has failed.
Oh, good.
And you're going to have your kids at West Edmonton Mall Water Park, and you're going to be balding, a little tubby, sort of like your pal Garner.
Okay.
And really, really pale. And you're going to have that anarchy symbol on there, and everybody's going to look at you and go, oh, that poor guy. He used to be an anarchist, now he drives a minivan.
Well, I don't know, I think there should always be a time in everyone's life where you can just let loose, not worry about stuff, and have a good time.
Yes, have a good time. I'm not saying don't have a good time, but don't freeze time. Don't lock yourself in a time capsule for the rest of your life because you wanted to get $200 worth of ink on your arm.
And I do want to be an engineer, which is some big hoity-toity, and I would hate just to be completely caught up in work and forget just
especially,
to let loose and be young.
Especially when every Friday's shirt-off Friday at your office, at your firm. And you don't want to be the guy with the anarchy symbol designing the electrical system for a new series of big-box factory outlet stores at South Edmonton Common. That doesn't exactly scream anarchy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, listen, what's your first name?
Michael,
again, I'm not uptight. I am not opposed to tattoos.
Oh, I know.
But think very, very carefully about it before you do it. Go get some ink done. But I hate to use this word. Don't go too extreme and angry and angsty. Because there will come a day in your life when you're going to want to shake that.
Okay, that's the thing. I don't feel that way. When I see the anarchy symbol, I think that just means let loose and, you know.
But a lot of people, the people that will be hired. If I saw someone walk in for a job here at Sonic and they had the anarchy symbol on their shoulder or something, like, it would mean nothing to me. I would be, it wouldn't prevent me from hiring them for a job if they were qualified. But it also wouldn't make me look at him and go, wow, that guy really marches to the beat of his own drum. It does nothing. It's sort of vanilla. It's pedestrian. It really kind of, it doesn't mean a whole lot anymore.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
It's a Sonic podcast.
This is Michael, 20 years from now.
Michael, who we just had on, who's thinking about getting the anarchy tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did that. I'm into my 40s now, and when I was 17, I decided that I'd go and get a Playboy bunny, which at that time was the thing.
Yeah.
And a teddy bear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you, 22 years later, I'd be a happy camper if they weren't there.
Okay. Well, do you ever get the feeling that it's held you back?
I know that it has in a couple of occasions, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Doors didn't open for you because you have that Playboy bunny? Where is it?
The Playboy bunny is on my shoulder.
Yeah, okay. How about the teddy bear?
I don't want to comment on that.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, thanks for the call today. And like I said, go ahead, get yourself some ink. But it's almost like the anarchy symbol has had a longer shelf life. It's had a longer run than like the steer horn skull that Bon Jovi has on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like every now and again, you'll see that guy at the water park, and it's sort of trapped. You're trapped in time when you have that on your body.
Exactly. What they need to do is, if you're going to go for ink, go for something small, something discreet, and pick something off the wall that's a classic, you know, like a pinup girl or like Betty Boop or something.
I don't have time for it now, but I saw an inappropriate hot tub couple in the hotel in Calgary I stayed in this past weekend, and they were like probably mid to late 30s. I'm gonna have to tell that story some other time. Hey, who is this?
This is Fred.
Fred, you have a good day. Thanks for the call.
You betcha, Garn.
Bye.
Bye.
It's not a long story. The guy had up his entire rib cage. He had like an Anna Mee girl. Is that what you call it? Like the super, super busty girl, but she's like squeezing them together and her shirt has been blown off. It's like all tattered and there's bing, bing. Like they're anatomically correct. And she appears to be about 16 years old. And this guy's pushing 40. Him and his wife all over each other in the hot tub in front of all the kids. It was awesome. And by awesome, I kind of mean the exact opposite of awesome. I wanted to crawl out of my skin, but I couldn't get out because it's too thick. Yeah, that's right.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
I've got a bad tattoo.
You know, it's funny because this topic resurfaces every couple of years, and I love it. It's tattoo regret. And we had a little tattoo intervention on 19-year-old Michael this morning, telling him that the anarchy tattoo might not serve him well in his chosen career as engineer.
Yeah, you want to hear mine? It's
sure.
Really bad.
Okay.
Okay, you've seen the movie Scarface, obviously.
Uh-huh.
I've got the cover. Al Pacino?
No.
Yes, I do.
Does it have the caption underneath? Say hello to my little friend. Does it?
No, thankfully, I don't have that, but it's getting... I'm either gnawing off my arm, lasering it off, or I'm getting it covered.
Where on your arm? Is it upper arm, forearm?
Upper arm.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing to have to explain with the shirt off.
Yeah. Now, where are you in life?
33.
Career?
Career? Oh, I've got a career. I'm a truck driver, so
okay. So it's not like doors have slammed because you have you have Pacino on your shoulder, right?
No, but still.
Yeah, but still, you go to the water park. Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and the worst thing is, when I wear a t-shirt, you can just see the bottom of it. So everybody's like, oh, you got a tattoo. Can I see it?
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's pretty much why I'm like, no. It's no.
What, yeah. Were you a big fan of the movie, or was this a dare?
No, I was a big fan of the movie, but that's still no God. Nah. It's embarrassing.
Okay. What's your first name?
I'd rather not say.
What? Anybody not who Bernie. Knows
it's
you
Bernie.
Is...
It's Bernie. All my friends know about it, so whatever. It's Bernie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're all going to go, well, the only guy I know with the Pacino... tattoo on his shoulder is Bernie. That must be Bernie on the radio.
Yeah, it must be.
Hey, Bernie.
There's only one idiot on the planet, but...
That could have been worse. You could have gone with the Weekend at Bernie's poster on your shoulder.
Oh.
Although, would that have been awesome?
That could have been awesome.
Could have been. Well, Bernie, thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, having a big-time drug dealer all over your shoulder, that not such an awesome tattoo, but... I know one that's worse. Remember 2 or 3 years ago, we had a guy call in on this very topic. And on a whim, did he get the word cocaine tattooed right down his forearm? Like it says, cocaine, in giant red letters down his forearm? Or did I dream that?
Grab your partner, Dosey-O, listen to the Garner Andrew Show.
I'm calling about the tattoo conversation you're having.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a couple tattoos.
But do you regret them?
No, I don't. Okay. I work at a bank,
mm-hmm.
and I was on maternity leave, and I went and got one on my wrist, and my bosses were fine with it and everything. So when I'm, like, counting people their money, they can totally see it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something cute, maybe some daisies or a little butterfly or a dolphin.
No, not at all. It's birthdays, actually.
Like it's numbers?
Numbers, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Unless the number is 666.
No. It's actually my son's birthday.
Yeah, that's fine. What was that kid's name?
Mike.
Michael. 19 Michael. Years old. Considering getting the anarchy tattoo, I don't know.
I have a rule for tattoos. Like, 6 months, you have to, like, pick your tattoo where you want it, exactly what you want. You gotta wait 6 months. Nothing can change about it. Like the size, the color, anything like that. Nothing can change.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of impulse tattoo regret is what it is. But what I was saying about the anarchy symbol is when you've got that anarchy tattoo and now you're 37 years old, your marriage failed, your kids won't talk to you. The career train went off the rails and now you're flipping burgers at Wendy's in your late 30s and you've got the anarchy tattoo. That is just so sad.
Yeah.
You got to be able to.
That might be a regrettable one.
You need to be able to commit to the lifestyle your tattoo represents. And if you can't do that, don't get the tattoo. It's sort of like every now and again, too, you'll see the guy, he's got the. What do you call that big hairstyle that the guys in the 50s, the pompadour?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? He's got that. He's got the rockabilly jacket and the rockabilly shoes. They're black shoes, but then they got the leopard print on top of them. And he looks pretty cool. And he's heavily tatted out, like full sleeves and everything. And then he goes and gets in a 1995 Dodge Neon and drives away.
Yeah.
You've got to have the equipment to go with
represent the tattoo.
Exactly.
And how long do you want to be doing that for?
Yeah. It's like going out and spending $1,400 on a really, really nice suit and then not buying yourself a good pair of shoes. You gotta be complete package. And look, yeah. I love the rockabilly look. I think it's pretty cool. I love some of the pinup girl artwork and that, but you need to be able to rock that look 24/7. If you're going to the water park, you better be pulling up in front of the water park in a 57 Chevy.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a mid-90s neon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And as far as your tattoo on your wrists go, I don't think that you're a woman who works in a bank. I don't think even if you went for a job interview with little tattoos on your wrist, that's not going to prevent you from getting the job. But if you had the anarchy symbol on your wrist, your super uptight boss who does the screening and the interviewing, she's going to look at that and go, she's not TD material.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? And even though you may have a heart of gold, but you are doors are being slammed on you based on a first impression.
Absolutely. That's what people see.
Yeah. I don't make up the reality. I just report the reality.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty like people heavy. That get them on their faces, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and then they're like, hey, man, what's your problem? You're uptight? No, but I just don't think I want you working in my shoe store. You're scaring the children.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show. To go.